This week, textile artist Lisa Sadler joins her father, accomplished photographer Marvin Stasek, in an unusual exhibition titled Picks and Pixels. It'll be on display beginning this afternoon at 6 o'clock at the Railwalk Gallery in Salisbury, 409 Lee Street. Lisa's work encompasses many forms of non-representational explorations of structure and color in mixed media. She's also a master of art to wear. Lisa's father spent the 1960s as a photojournalist, and he's traveled by sailboat, car, and motorcycle, capturing images from around the world. Last week, Lisa stopped by the station wearing one of her absolutely gorgeous hand-loom jackets, set in beautiful earth tones with shimmering gold and silver accents.
I wove it out of various cottons and rayons.
Okay.
Rayon is a cellulosic material, so it is very similar to cotton, only, of course, it's got a lot more suppleness and sheen to it, which is why I like to add it in, because it makes it a comfortable, drapable material. For most of my weaving experience has been in wearables, hand-painted scarves, and, you know, these jackets. I also used to do a lot of home things, table runners and rugs, did a lot of rugs. A lot of fun, very hard, dirty work doing rugs. I also want to get, you know, deeper into things. So I'm moving also into taking textiles and I'm painting them, I'm burning them. I'm adding metal. I'm taking copper and I'm weaving it because copper is very malleable. And I take that metal and I weave it. And I'm putting it with this burned and heat-treated painted textile and layering it in kind of a mixed media format.
This would be something you could hang on a wall?
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. So I'm trying to incorporate two-dimensional work. And this has all happened very fast for me.
Is it liberating? Is it intimidating? Is it fun?
Yes.
<All the above.
laughs> Oh, yeah. Yes, definitely. It is very intimidating. I do not come from an art background. I did not go to school and take art. So this is very intimidating. I constantly question myself, but it is also very liberating. And I have a lot of support with my husband. He is always right there behind me saying, yeah, go for it. And without him, I wouldn't be doing this. But I think, though, when you're older and you've been through all the things where you feel you have to prove yourself, although, yes, I still feel I have to prove myself in an artistic sense, but I feel less... I feel freer to go ahead and do that because I have had all of these other experiences that I've lived through. Okay, we've lived through that, and that's not intimidating anymore. So now I just need to find my voice. That's the intimidating part. But I think everyone experiences that no matter what they're doing.
My thanks to textile artist Lisa Sadler. She joins her father, accomplished photographer Marvin Stasek, in an exhibit titled Picks and Pixels. And you'll find links to more on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. Picks and Pixels opens this afternoon at 6 o'clock at the Railwalk Gallery, 409 Lee Street in Salisbury. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.